This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel pummeled the Gaza Strip with airstrikes on Saturday, killing 10 members of an extended family and demolishing a building housing international media outlets as Palestinian militants fired back barrages of rockets. The sharp uptick in violence, now in its sixth day, claimed more lives as clashes also swept the occupied West Bank. Balls of flames could be seen in the sky on Saturday afternoon as Israel's Air Force flattened a 13-floor Gaza building housing Qatar-based Al Jazeera and the Associated Press news agency after giving a warning to evacuate. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told U.S. President Joe Biden Israel did its best to safeguard civilians in the Gaza bombing campaign. Palestinians' new news agency reports U.S. President Joe Biden urged calm between Israel and Gaza on Saturday and affirmed his support for a two-state solution in his first phone call with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas since taking office. The conversation came during heavy fighting between Israel and Palestinian militant groups in the Gaza Strip. Abbas's Palestinian Authority has limited self-rule in the occupied West Bank because of the Islamist militant group Hamas. The U.S. considers Hamas a terrorist organization and claims not to talk with the group. Some analysts say Hamas appears to see the escalation with Israel as an opportunity to marginalize Abbas and present itself as the guardian of Palestinians in Jerusalem, whose eastern sector they seek for a future state. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA.